诸位菩萨大家好。
Hi everybody, good morning。
昨天好像法会今天人比较少，或是这个可能比较难懂
because we had ceremonies yesterday, so it seems like there are fewer people today. Well, actually, what we're going to talk about today is a little bit harder to understand.
如果按照书里面的一些名词的解释，哇，这可能要讲了好几年。这个。
If we try to explain the text based on the book, Shifu's book, then it may take us over quite a few years to finish it.
因为这一本就是。它含摄所有的佛法禅法。
And that is because this book actually encompasses all of the basic principles in Buddha Dharma as well as in Chan Buddhism.
现在这边讲到什么？五蕴三身、六通四智、什么三明八觉、十力，哇！
Well, let's just take a few examples. The phrases that we talked about, the five eyes, the three insights, the eight kinds of liberations, all these are actually, there's a lot that goes into them.
你可以讲五明，我们可以把那个名词讲出来，也可以讲三身，就是法身、报身，还有什么化身。都可以把它讲出来，可是有时候讲出去以后收不回来，对不对？
So for phrases like the five insights, sight illuminations, and the three bodies, these we can just list them, and then further go into them and explain them. But the problem would be, it would be hard to bring it back to the core of the book.
那如果你用这一个禅宗的那个真心的概念，就是所有的这些都是全部是心的什么功能。
But then if you try to understand the text based on Chan Buddhism's core principle, whereas everything that's been talked about, these are all just functions of the mind.
五眼是心的功能，三身是心的功能，六通是心的功能，四智是心的功能。
So the five eyes is the function of the mind, the three bodies is the function of the mind, the four types of wisdoms is the function of the mind.
像那个禅宗他们用的名称，我们叫五眼啊。那禅宗的那些禅师讲说什么？我通身是眼。有没有听过？
So actually, we talk about the five eyes, but the Chan patriarchs in the past, they actually said, "All over my body are eyes."
那我们一般我们只有眼睛是眼而已啊，其他不感觉有，全身都是眼睛。
But for us ordinary people, we usually just rely on our physical.We have these two eyes. We don't feel that we have eyes all over our bodies.
但是假设你透过禅宗的修行，我们说禅宗就很简单，就是什么，有能守的心变成没有能守的心。这时候你会发觉心到处都是什么，没有一处不是什么，不是心，那就是没有一处不是什么，不是眼睛。
But if we bring it all back to the practice of Chan Buddhism, of Chan, and what is this Chan practice? We try to transform the mind that functions with duality, subject and object, to a non-duality mind. If we do so, then we'll soon realize that the mind is everywhere. There isn't a place that isn't the mind, and there isn't anything that's not the I.
通常因为我们有能手，所以我们就是用眼睛看。当你没有能手的时候，你的心在哪里？哪里就是什么？就是心。那心本身就是什么？就能够，就像眼睛能够什么？能够感知。
When we are operating with a dualistic mind, then we can only rely on our physical eyes. We only see through the physical eyes. But when we are departing from this dualistic mind and become non-dualistic, then you'll realize that whatever the mind is, that is the mind. Wherever the mind goes, the mind is that very thing.
我们这一次刚打完禅，禅师有一个义工，他说他后面的东西他可以看到。
We just completed a Chan meditation retreat, and one of the volunteers actually said that he or she is able to see behind her.
你有没有这种能力？就后面如果有个人，你是不是能够感觉到有个人？
So usually for you, if there's someone behind you, would you be able to sense it?
可以啊，看不到，但是可以感觉到，对不对？好像有，可能有一种什么气体或者什么，有一种能量，是不是温度或什么样，对不对？
So even if you're not able to see that person, most of us are able to sense it. Maybe sense that person's.Body heat or sense a person's aura or something.
啊，其实就是你可以感知到了这个，统括起来就是用心眼去感知到。
And the fact that you're able to sense it, we can explain it as you're using your mind's eye to sense it, to see it.
哦，他来了。
Oh, that volunteer is here.
而他哈，他说他做瑜伽也是很特别，就是人家什么就做到那个什么，身体会呼吸，他一下子就会了。他们老师讲说，就他教那么久，就是很少能够达到那个这样子的。
This volunteer is actually quite special and unique. She says that she practices yoga, and usually it takes people a long time to attain the stage where they are able to breathe through the pores of their bodies. But for her, it actually didn't take that long. And to her teacher said that it's really rare.
但是我们每个人的心本来就是有这样的功能，只是我们什么？是把它弄坏掉，不晓得，就是我们就从无能所的那一个真心变成有能所。我一直讲有能所，因为什么？它关键点就是能所跟没有能所而已。
So in actuality, we all have this kind of ability. That is the functions of the mind to be able to do all these wondrous things. But I don't know. I don't know how we should call it. Did we misuse it or did we break it? I don't know. I've always been used the term dualistic mind or non-dualistic mind, subject and object. And that is the pivotal point, the difference between the two different kinds of state is whether you are operating with a dualistic mind or a non-dualistic mind.
因为我们要修什么，不管你修一个法，不管修哪一个法门，有时候我们是不太能够掌握到那个法门的一个什么精髓。那比如说我们修，像我们自己禅宗的什么默照化陀或是熟悉，那大家可能都有禅修经验，那但是最后可能抓不到这种能守的观念，可能我知道大部分人就是修什么让心不波动，有没有？
Regardless of what method that you use on a regular basis, oftentimes it's hard for us to really grasp the essence of the teaching, the essence of your practice. Just take our the commonly used Chan methods as an example, whether you use Hua Tou or Silent Illumination. It's often not talked about, or it's difficult for us to grasp the core of the teaching, which is exactly this non-dualistic mind. So without understanding this fundamental essence of the teaching, of the method, oftentimes whatever we practice, we're merely practicing, settling the mind so the mind doesn't waver or no wandering thoughts.
像我自己也是会以这个为目标，大概可能也是一二十年哦， 就是人家骂我我什么如如不动有没有，那表示说哎、欸、我这修行的对不对，或是说讲、什么话那你不生气，嗯，就表示哎、欸、功夫用上了对不对。
Actually, I have been practicing like that for over a decade, just focusing on the surface. So, for example, if someone says something bad about me, yell at me, I could either try to be moving and not distracted by it, or I'll practice not getting angry. So I thought at that time that this is what it meant to be practicing.
我记得有一次反正我们的升学大学要请我当学务长、他们我们其他人讲好了，那师父就开会的时候就讲了半天，就认为我不适合啦。那时候就看我的什么我的协议之后什么从他这边就是我化解了，赶快就是什么赶快放松，没有停留太久那我就觉得有了功夫了。
I remember there was once, there's a Sangha University in Taiwan, and people were talking about nominating me to become the head of curriculum, or I don't know the official title, but I think it's something similar, curriculum coordinator. And so we were in the meeting, and Shifu probably spent over 10-20 minutes actually trying to explain to people how I was unfit for this position. And at that time, I actually started to feel all the blood rushing through my head. And then so I applied the method, tried to relax my body, and I felt all those blood gradually calm down.
这样 算有功夫了嘛，对不对？这个弟子堪骂哦。
So that if maybe it does already means that I have some sort of attainment, that I have been practicing well already. It shows that it's okay. He's able to take some negative comments or some scolding.
不过就是经过这样几年这类什么就是神会禅师的悟境，还有禅宗的这些祖师的语录以后。我就改方向了，就是我是有能手，就是有我跟师父在开会就什么就已经心动了。
But after quite a few years of talking about the state of the commentary on Shen Hui, Master Shen Hui's illuminating the principles, as well as by reading a lot of recorded saying of past patriarchs, I shifted direction and started practicing the concept of a non-dualistic mind. So then I realized that by even thinking that I am in the meeting with Shifu, it already means that I am operating with a dualistic mind, and it's already erroneous.
因为只有能手作为你努力的目标，把能手变成我们叫什么能手双王，那就相当于你若是回去就总本山我们有个叫什么入流王所，在观音殿有个入流王所然后在六楼有个叫本来面目就是说你入流王所以后，然后你见到你本来面目，那你才产生什么这些种种的你无穷尽的智慧跟什么慈悲功能。
So if you are able to practice this way, trying to transform the dualistic mind to undualistic mind, then you'll gradually realize that these are all just functions of the mind. At Dharmadra Mountain, the headquarter, there are these banners that says the original face, and there's another one that says 入流王所会怎么翻？Entering the
就是
入流王所
You might always outward be outward, then you step outward and inward, and then you let go of what you are aware of, and then let go of the dualistic mind.
So letting go of the dualistic mind and returning your mind to the state of non-dualistic mind, then you'll realize that these are all the myriads of phenomena and emotions are just the functions of the mind.
所以这个以这个为目标以后就发觉处处都是什么？都是烦恼。
And once I start focusing on this particular techniques, trying to transform dualistic mind into non-dualistic mind, then you'll soon realize that we have vexations everywhere.
其实就是有这种能手的概念以后，以后光是比如说我看到你，那我想到说，哎呀，我有能手就已经什么，已经很不容易了。
So, by having this concept,When I see you and you come up with a thought that, oh, you know, there's this concept of dualistic mind and non-dualistic mind, it's already quite difficult. It's pretty rare that you're able to come up with, remind yourself of this concept.
有能手以后才会有什么合我的意，不合我的意才会起什么贪跟什么嗔。
Because of this dualistic mind, and there's a sense of subject and object, and arise from that is, oh, I like this situation, I don't like that situation, this goes according to what I like, etc.
那有能所的时候，你会感觉有生理在，有生理在就是有能所。
When you are operating with a dualistic mind, you'll feel that your physical body exists. So the very fact that you feel you have a body, that means you are still operating with a dualistic mind.
所以那你就说有能所就会有能知的心还有你手动的什么念头对不对
When you have a dualistic mind then there is the mind that has the awareness and then there's the object of your thought
那有念头一定是有相的那有相你可能会把这一个念头的相安插为我或是别人
By having thought, it necessarily means that there's a form, and you may label this form as the self versus others.
我们每一个当下，可能你心中会浮出我们叫做什么念头或是种种的相啊。那我常讲就是心中的妈妈是其中的一个相之一，对不对？那心中的妈妈，就是你心中浮出妈妈的相。浮出语言相，浮出任何的相，都是相，对不对？那我们又会因为你跟相是什么？是对立的，那个相是被你感知的相，一个是能感知的心，一个是被你感知的相，那你就会把那个相安插为我、你、好、坏。
So in any given point in time, we may give rise to all these thoughts. These thoughts are forms, and that we may label it as, because we're operating with this dualistic mind, there's a mind that has awareness, and there are these objects, these forms, these thoughts that's being aware by your mind. And then we'll then label it as the self, or the others. One common example that I have been using over the past few years is,the saying that the mother in your mind is not your mother. So even the mother in your mind is just one small portion of all these flooding thoughts and forms that's continuously going through your mind.
那最主要因为有能所那你产生相以后你不晓得通常很多人不晓得那个相是谁浮出来的是谁的相你感知的相对不对那你包括你把它当成妈妈你也不晓得你把自己的相当成妈妈是不是这样子不晓得
So our mind give rise to all these thoughts all these forms but seldom do we realize that these formsare generated by the mind and they are being aware by the mind and we are the one that label the forms as the mother.
那你这一个心中我们心中其实会一直就是有时候你自己没有要什么要想它它自己冒出来有时候你是自己什么可以什么可以想它让它冒出来种种的相。
And these forms are all generated by the mind. Sometimes they are not generated consciously. They just come up on their own. And sometimes you are the one that, that generated, triggered it.
那在这个因为不知道所以我们不知道这个相没有特别注意了就是你浮相起来的话你就会跟他一个是把他当成别人是不是当成别人比如说我们就气得要命气死了一个人吗那大概你就是你这一个你气的人已经不知道 你已经不知道已经气他气了几天了有没有有的气了一想就气一想就气有没有那一想就舒服哈、啊，那个人怎么样咯？一想就舒服，那就是看不到，你根本就是什么，就是心中那个相，哎、欸，根本就是不知道那个是你的东西。
And all these forms are generated by our very own mind, and we are not aware of this, and instead we take these forms as external. So when a thought or form comes up and it's being aware by the mind, we actually treat it as external as some other people. We label it as others. So, for instance, you may come up with a thought that, oh, you are mad at someone else, and you have been mad at this person for quite a few days already. Whenever you thought about this person, you get mad over again. Again, these are just thoughts, form that's generated in your own mind. Or similarly, you may feel you really like someone. Whenever you've thought about this person, you feel great. It's also just a form that's generated by the mind, and we fail to recognize this.
也就是说你跟念头生气 也不晓得，那你跟念头高兴 也不晓得，对不对？然后你跟念头觉得念头很伟大，你也不晓得。
So we're not aware that we are getting mad at a thought, and or we're feeling good about a thought, or we may even perceive a thought being oh so grand and wondrous. These are all thoughts, and we are not aware of this very fact.
我记得我们曾经有受过一个训练呢，就是你要去什么，要去。增强你的动力哈、哦，那你就要想象哈、哦，你把那件事完成以后哈、哦，然后一大堆的人哈、哦、就在注意你，哦啊，所以有这样的观想以后，然后你就动力就出来了。那从我们来讲的话，根本就在打妄想。
So there is actually there used to be a training where they try to increase people's motivation, invigorate your effort. So the method would be you want to succeed in doing something, so you will visualize when you become successful. All these people will be applauding for you and you'll feel so good about it. And by visualizing this, you will have more energy and more increase your effort in doing the task. To me, these are all just wandering thoughts.
还有可能女生有没有你们去买衣服然后穿了以后就照一照呢就观想人家看到我哇会怎么样有没有所以钱就什么就付了啊就买了
Or sometimes when you go shopping and then you put on some clothes and you look yourself in the mirror and feel, oh, I look great. And people will be looking at me, admiring me. And then you have all these thoughts. And by having all these wandering thoughts, all these forms that's generated by your mind, then you take out your money and give it to the cashier.
你知道那是你的妄想看你的妄想。
You actually have to understand this is merely your wandering thought looking at your own wandering thought.
我们一般人不知道的。
Usually, us ordinary people, we're not aware of this, and we don't even know this basic concept.
所以这个道理你懂的话，其实在生活上就是可以用的。它就是要你生活上什么去用，因为你把它当真，然后你就是沿着这个念头一直什么，一直产生念头，就是一直在这个念头堆里面的。那我们可能从生到死都不知道你什么，你死在这个念头堆里面。
Once you understood this concept, it's actually meant to be used and applied to your everyday life. You're supposed to use it and to see through things and knowing they are not real. But oftentimes we don't even know this, and we have all these thoughts, and we misunderstood it and thought that those are all real things. So we generate these thoughts, we're attached to particular thoughts, and a bunch of other thoughts then is created following this thought. So day in and day out until the end of life, we still do not understand that these are just thoughts that we have been living and being entangled with a bunch of our own thoughts.
那像这部分的功能基本上是心也是真心的一种功能，但是是什么？我们说有能手的功能。
And actually, the fact that we're able to create all these thoughts, it's a function of the mind. It's one of the functions of the true mind.
那从禅宗来讲，就是说，就是你，因为你跟这个念头是在念头堆里面，我们叫做就什么轮回什么。轮回六道，那禅宗会讲就叫虚受轮回，虚不是真的你，就是你自己，就是在梦中有没有在做一个什么轮回的梦，自己不知道而已，他就要让你醒来。
So we are entangled in all these thoughts, and in Chan we call this you are.Receiving, you are in this cycle, cyclical cycle of birth and death, and death, but you are going through all these cycles in vain.
那就是说回来就是什么？你就懂这个的话，你就会自己就知道说，我们自己心在什么？我们常讲说，心在什么取向？有没有？心取向，就一直在取向而已。那我们。可能从来没有操作过，是说我不取向，它就是一个是取向，一个是什么不取向。
So after understanding the concept of a non-dualistic mind, then we'll see that the mind constantly has been grasping onto phenomenons, all sorts of different forms and phenomenons, and we do this continuously, automatically. And what we have to do is actually stopping the mind from grasping onto these various phenomena.
那我们的心，起这个相，然后第二念再起一个相，第三念再起一个相。那我们会把这个起相啊串联起来，认为他们是有关系的。
So the mind in the first instant become aware of one form. Second instant that the mind becomes aware of another form, another phenomenon. And the third instant the mind becomes aware of yet another phenomenon. These are actually separate phenomenons that the mind becomes illuminated, become aware of. But we have this misconception of thinking these phenomena or these forms are actually related to each other.
譬如说我们现在你们在这边这么多的相，你们要起我的相，对不对？然后接下来可能我讲一个现在在讲嘛，来起我的声音相。那接下来你说哎呀这一个这讲得好好哦，对不对？请问你的好好跟我这讲的这些声音有没有关系？没有啊，因为您听过了，知道没有。
So for instance, in this room, there are all these different forms of phenomenons, and so you're attending the lecture right now. So your mind become aware of my physical form. That's one phenomenon.And then because I'm talking, so you become aware of the sound of my voice or the things I said, that's another phenomenon. And then you give rise to the thought, oh, the talk is so great, this is a third phenomenon. Well, actually, let me ask you, is your thought of this is so great in any relation, are they related or connected to your previous awareness of my sound? These forms are not related at all. And some of you in the audience said, you know they are not related, and I think that's because you have listened to the talk before. That's why you know.
Yeah.
那我所谓，好，你说啊，你用他录音让他看。
就说法师举的例子哈，就是有一位居士听了法师说了以后，他觉得说这个法师讲得很好，这个时候他已经跟法师讲话，这个连上关系了，他才有这种好与不好的关系。
不是我想说那个声音跟好有没有关系啊？
跟他觉得法师讲得好有没有关系？
对。
OK。
So the question is, they are related. The question from Echo is, they are related, aren't they? But Fashu said, what I'm saying is the form of my voice and the form of that thought, oh, the talk is so good, these two phenomena, these two forms are not related to each other.
我想可能解释以后，那你们自己要回去想一想。你以后知道没关系的话，以后是什么？又按照没有关系的方式来操作，因为你现在是认为有关系，所以什么？就是妄想一大堆，对不对？假如你发觉没关系，也就是用没有关系的方式来操作。
So, what I'm saying right now, you really should take it home and think about it thoroughly, because, you may still feel they are related, and because we feel that they are related, so we have all these wandering thoughts and vexations related to any particular concept.But once you actually see these are just separate phenomena and not related to each other, then you will be able to operate and practice using by treating them as they are not related to each other.
譬如说我现在讲的，对不对？那你听到了以后，对，你自己你是这个像是你起的像，还是法师在讲话？
So I'm talking right now, I'm giving a talk, and then you heard it. So is the form... 把声音再说一次。
好，就是说你是取声音像，你是听到声音像，还是听到法师在讲话？
Are you attending to the form of the sound, or are you actually attending to the phenomenon of法师the Dharma Master is giving a talk.
你是误开了，你讲声音像，听到没有错，但是他管内容，整个没有动作。
等一下，来。
我觉得那个东西的都是有连贯动作，就认为是有，就等于玩录影一样。你看到前有一个录影一个动作，其实很多张啊。啊，其实你该分段哦，每个动作都不一样。
不是，我现在就是不要分段，我就是一张就好了哈。我讲一个声音，声音是里面有没有法师在里面？
没有，一个声音哦，你就感觉声音而已。但到底到掉内容你去听，才知道内容是怎么一回事，你才知道是分开的。
对，没有错啦，就是说一个是声音嘛，声音你加也说，你再加入说法师讲得好，这是谁的念头？
自己的
念头。啊，那你自己呼出一个就是法师讲的好的这个念头跟一个生的念头，两者有没有关系？
没关系。
So there was a sort of a discussion going on about whether the forms, the phenomena are related at all. The sound of 法师 and also what you have understood from the talk, as well as the thought.Oh, the talk is the opinion that it's good or bad. Are these phenomena related at all? They're not related.
Oh, yeah. 来后面，啊，先后面好了，先后面先举手啊，他们。
thank you. I only have English, no Chinese, but I.When you say in English that one, the first thought is not related to the second thought, as if that's always true in all cases, that's not how my life appears to me to be. For example, I can, in fact, plan out what I'm going to do when I decide I want to go to the Chan Center from my apartment in Manhattan. I sit and I think out, okay, I'll do this, I'll do that.And then I proceed to do all those things over the course of the day. I can do that, and so can you, because you're a human being, okay? But there is a relation between that planning you did in the morning and the steps you take as you go through the day, because if there weren't, you'd get lost, right? I mean, you know, we can do that. We can do that. So what do you mean exactly? I guess what I want to know is when you say first thought is not related to second thought, well, it seems to me that it is, according to the English word related, I think that statement is not exactly accurate.
So the translator is saying it may be an issue of translation. But what Bill 菩萨他说的是，你刚刚说他们之间是没有关联的，可是我觉得这个跟我实际生活上的经验是背道而驰的，因为明明就有关联啊，我是可以从我曼哈顿的家里面，我可以计划说我今天要去禅中心，然后实际上也按照了这个计划一步一步的到来到了禅中心，所以你怎么可以说这之间是没有关联的呢？那我只是在说有可能是实际上是翻译上的问题。
好，
Connect
哈，不过就是都可以哈。
Perhaps connect might be a better word instead of related. It will be my fault.
就是说没关系，我解释一下，我就心是怎么，它是怎么一回事的啊。
Let me try again.
就是说这里面就牵涉到一个问题点，就是说我们心生，我一生就可以产生一个相，这是不是大家的经验？
心生，
比如说我现在像我妈妈，那我妈妈的那一个相就跑出来，对不对？你想妈妈，妈妈的相跑出来，我想要讲话，讲话的相要跑出来。
So let's try this againLet me start by go back by talking about the way the mind works. So the mind has this function of when you think of your mom, say the physical form of your mom arises in your mind. Right? The mental image.
Is home in bed.
就是你慢听我讲完的哈，就是你的心，你动念头就可以产生一个相，那这个相基本上它起来马上消失了，因为相不可能停留在那边的，相本身就是什么，它的这些相一定是要生灭才能够再产生第二什么第二个相，那第一个相我产生起来以后，其实我在接下来我要产生什么相都是随我变的，并不是因为第一个相跟第二个相有关系，我们觉得有关系，其实是第一个相已经消失了，那怎么跟第二个相有关系？
So maybe image is a better word, or we've been using the word form, or even the word thought. A thought arises in your mind, andIn order to generate the next thought, the first thought has to go away, has to stop in order for the second thought or second form or second image to arise. So in the fact that I can give rise to all these successive thoughts, but these successive thoughts or mental forms, they are actually not related to each other. In any given point in time, I am not obligated to, after the first thought of my mom,to continue thinking about my mom. I could stop it at any given time and give rise to another mental form. Isn't that right?
we cannot hear. You better use it.
Human beings are, I guess, you know, it's just a definitional issue maybe about what we're calling a thought, what we mean when we say related, and all these things. But everybody must know that you can make a plan, and you sit and you think, well, I want to achieve a certain goal by next week, and how will I do it? I'll do step one, I'll do step two, I'll do step three. You make a plan. And then, after you've made the plan, you start executing the plan. And most of us, you know, sometimes we fail, but, you know, oftentimes the plan actually works and we move along, and at the end of the week we've achieved whatever the goal was that we wanted to achieve when we started making the plan. Now, at the end of the day, the fact that you've ended up where you are is in fact related in a way to the planning you were doing in the beginning, right? I mean, it must be, right? Because you're following the plan, as you, the same plan that you did. You follow that plan to get to the end of the day, to get to your goal. You don't suddenly go off and do something totally unrelated because you've made this plan and you intend to get to a certain place. So it seems to me that there is some relation between the moments. Now, I don't know exactly how you want to, you know, how you want to define that, but it's not like, you know, each moment is completely separate and distinct with nothing to do whatsoever with the previous moment. Because we sat down on purpose in the beginning saying, I'm going to go moment by moment and I'm going to keep in mind that I'm trying to get to a certain goal so the next moment will contain that idea from the first moment, and the third moment will contain, in a certain sense, certain ideas from the first two, because I got to remember what I want to do, right? And you can do that. I can do it. You couldn't operate in the world if you couldn't do that, right? So, I mean, all right. I'm not going to try again. That's it.
他说的是，事实上这还是跟我们的经验是相反的，因为实际上你就是可以做计划，然后如果成功的话，在一天。结束之后你就是照着你的计划执行了你之前所计划的，所以怎么能够说他们之前是没有关联的呢？
可能在这里面应该讲是说，从世俗来讲的话，你可以让 A 项发生，再产生 B 项，再产生 C 项，然后让这个项发生的，那从世俗来讲说这个项跟这项好像是有关联的，那我现在是从心产生项，项本身是没有能力连结相的，相本身是不可能去认知相。比如说我讲一二，一是不认识二的，是我的心让一产生，我的心让二产生。
So from the worldly perspective, yes, you can give rise to thought A, B, C, and they are related. You can continue and execute a certain action. So that's from the way we operate in the world, and that is the case. But from the perspective of talking about the function of the true mind, your mind gives rise to form A, and then give rise to form B, say the number one, the number two. Number one, as a form of the thought, is not able to be aware of two. And the forms are not, they are not recognizable to each other.
还有另外一个很重要，就说第一个念哈，不可能去认识第二个念，因为第一个念已经消失了，怎么去认识？这很重要的。第一个念已经消失了，才就这样子嘛。这一念，然后这一念，这它是同一个东西嘛。一消失的念怎么去认识？根本就连什么，连讲什么认知不认知都没有资格，为什么？他已经没有了嘛，他变成这样的念嘛，所以第一念，我想第一念不可能认识第二念的。
And furthermore, the first thought is not the fact that we even talk about whether the first thought is able to recognize the second thought is even erroneous because the first thought has already perished. So how can you talk about something perish having the ability to recognize thought number two?It just doesn't work that way.
我画一个东西给你看就知道了啊。哎呀，我有 moment. We cannot hear. I'll show you something 啊。呀，就是你会发觉，就是有一个什么，有个眼圈。你说眼圈跟眼圈有关系，它根本就消失，哪有什么，还有什么关系？有没有？你就只有到最后只有这一点而已啊！你这个圆圈，你说这个跟这个有关系，我这样画一个圆圈，再画一个这样，有没有？你就画一个圆圈跟一个疤，疤跟圆圈有关系吗？早就消失了，那什么关系
？If I try to draw a circle in the air, can you say this?
这样就是这个圆圈还有一个疤，有没有
draw a circle or draw a sign of infinity、
yeah.
then how can you say that the circle drawn in the air is related to the infinity that's drawn? All that's left over is that single point of the pen. That's all. There's nothing that's related to
他们早就消失了
the whatever you have drawn in the air has already perished.
You know what?
But then, let's see you.
And we cannot hear, yeah. You. No.
Could I say something? Just wanted to very briefly. I agree with the Fosher that the phenomenon, each phenomenon, are not related or connected in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But we have we have a sense of ego, and we relate it. It's we who are doing it, but it was because in a given situation, if someone calls us a name, we have a choice of how we're going to react to it. And we're the ones who are putting this together. So to say that they're related to one another is grammatically sort of difficult because there's a different process going on and it keeps getting lost in the language. Because we relate. There's a sense of ego and that's what's doing it. It's not that the things are or not related to one another. It's that we're imposing our views on the world.
But those thoughts are in our mind, right? I mean, Look, I agree. I think what this is, and all I'm really trying to do is I'm trying to point out that the way this is being talked about in English is a little tricky, it seems to me. And if you tried to give this talk to a basic English speaker, I think it would sound to people like me, maybe, but like, what are you trying to tell me that you can't remember something from the morning until the afternoon? That if I have my mother tells me to go to the store and buy 5 items and I make a little list, say, and when I go to the store I can actually get the 5 items, you know, time has passed, these are new moments, right? But there's a sort of connection. Now, I mean, the question may be, what is that connection? Sure, you know, two thoughts, thought one arises, thought two arises, but if thought two is arising in part because of something you had planned out, in thought one, there's some kind of something connecting them. Now, I don't know what it is, but and it may be just a verbal thing. We just have to find a definition that explains the difference between this moment being totally distinct from that moment, which I know is part of the Chan teaching, and I accept it. I don't argue against that, but if I talk to English speakers, Western English speakers, in that way, I think that they would legitimately, given my understanding of the English language anyway, and the fact that we can, in fact, make plans. People can make plans in the morning and then go through their day executing those plans. And because they can execute those plans that they made in the morning, what they're doing in the afternoon is in some way or other related to what they did in the morning, right? If it's totally unrelated, the plan would not, there would be no way to connect, you know, that they wouldn't be able to reach, you wouldn't be able to reach a particular goal that you decided you wanted to reach in the morning. Everything would just be random, totally random.
Yeah, 来不及翻译了啊。
Harry菩萨刚刚说的应该基本上的意思是说，我首先有关联这个词，或许本身从中文到英文本身就有一点问题。然后另外呢，他了解说，没错，每一个像之间是没有关联的，互相不能够互相不能够认知的。可是我们是有我的，我会去认知这些不同的像。那
没关系，蔡明不讲了，我表演一个东西给你看好了，你们就知道了哈。我从前走过来，对不对？ 刚才那个这个人跟我这个人有没有关系？根本就没有啊，怎么不一样？
So I'm walking from point A to point B. Was that person over there related? The person?
没有，我从这边走到这边，你们在做，是不是这个人从这边走到这边来啊
？So I walk from that point to this point. Is that person walking from over there to here?
这个。没有，我现在讲说这个色相在这边已经没有了啊。
So the physical form over there has already perished. Only left with this physical form over here.
你这个都是有的话，你去想它的话，只是变成什么？你记忆中的一个影像。可是我现在这个人在这边的地方，那怎么说这个记忆中心跟这个有关系
？So you may think of that physical form over there at point A, but it's no longer there. It has perished already. It's merely a memory in your mind. So the only thing left is this physical form here at point B.
那你不能讲说我从这边这一个刚才这个摄像走到这边，这个功能有啊，他就讲说功能有啊，我从这边走到这边，可是你从假设说身体为我的话，这已经没有跟我这个身体怎么会有关系？如果有关系，我变成什么？两个人呢，对不对？两个身体呢
？So, yes, we can perform and operate by going from point A to point B. But if we treat the physical body as a self, you cannot say that both point A exists as well as point B exists, and that means that you have two physical bodies, and that cannot be.
好，你们有问题？好 ，Yeah, I think you are enough.
法师，我所讲的是，当一个如果是他是已经成道了，他的心是如如不动，所谓的看每一个相都是独立的，没有连结的。不过因为众生我们心动，所以就认为那个相地相第二相它是连接在一起，其实它本身还是不动，只是因为我们众生用的是动的心去，所以你看每一样东西在动的时候它就连接在一起，而不动呢它是分别一个不同的东西。
So the comment from the audience is if the mind has already reached a state of unmovingness, then the mind will see, be aware, recognize that all these forms are separate and they are not recognizable to each other, they are not connected or related, quote unquote, now, to each other. But because our mind is not at that state, our mind is still moving, so we perceive that all these separate phenomena as connected.
所以就举比较具体的例子，比如说你们在这边听经，早上你是从家里面过来的，对？早上家里面那一个身体已经变成什么？变成意识的一个什么影像了。可是你会把这个什么肉体的身体跟意识的影像认为两个是同样的东西，是不是？你有按照这样的话，你是不是？这个肉体若在东都禅寺，这个肉体就不在什么，就不在家嘛。但是你又明明知道说你是从家，那表示那些是留下什么，我们他们叫做痕迹，或者说他留下意识的什么的影像的身体。那我们把这一个什么肉身跟意识的身体，你把它串起来。如果再讲你在什么再往过去是推的话，那你的身体太多了。所以经典曾经讲过啊，如果你的身体不死哈，就你的身体就是这一生的身体都不会腐烂哈，那你过去世的身体，实际的身体，把它堆砌起来比须弥山还高。
So let's try to use a more concrete example. In the morning, you were at home.Your physical body were at home, and then now you came to the Chan Center. The you Your physical body at home becomes an image in your consciousness. But oftentimes what we do is we connect our current physical body with this image in our past consciousness. But this, our actually physical body is already as the Chan center. It cannot be also simultaneously be at home. It's merely a trace of memory or a trace of consciousness that's in our memory, in our mind. But we tend to connect it together, thinking they are equivalent. And that cannot be the case. And in fact, if we have all these physical bodies and it actually never perishes, then in the sutra they actually said, oh, our body, physical bodies from the past can actually pile up and become a huge mountain.
就是身体感觉的身体，或是什么心感觉的这个触觉所感觉的身体，跟什么意识停留下的身体，我们会认为什么，就连在一起，全部都是我。那这，那你视觉的你那个什么，意识的身体，你就是它，你想它，它起来，对不对？你不想它，它就什么？ 其实你想它，它起来马上又消失的，对不对？那我们会把这个什么起来又消失的身体又当成我，那又会把这个当成我，反正就是乱七八糟的，反正就是只要被你感知到，你都认为是你的。So
we have this perception. Our mind at this very moment is aware of this physical body, but we also have these trace memories of in our thought of. The awareness of our body, but those are merely thoughts and forms. But we all label them as the self, whether it's the physical body that's being aware by the mind at this present moment, or all these past memories of our physical body, or the sense of self. So they're all jumbled up to interconnected, and we all treat all these various thoughts and forms and perceptions of the self as me.
所以我们在讲我的时候，其实是你的心，你浮出一个意识记忆的一个什么影像，那你认为那个影像是你，可是谁来让这个影像浮出来？是你的心让这个影像引出来，那影像只是一个什么暂时一个现象起来，那你就把它当成你。 那你在你现在在，比如说我在想一个什么东西，那你就一个影像浮出来，那你又把它当成你，结果就变成什么？被你感知的这一个是会生灭的东西，就你会把会生灭的这些现象当成你的，那你怎么可能一下有一下没有了？
So you give rise to a thought of yourself, or you thought of some past event, and you label that form, the thought, as me, as yourself. And then later on, you give rise to another memory, and then you thought of something else, and then you label that as a self again. So not realizing that these are merely thoughts or forms, phenomena that's being aware by your own mind, and they are not the real self, but we connected. And thinking that and treating it, labeling them as the self. But if that's truly the self or the mind, then how could it arise in one moment and then perish and not in another moment?
所以禅宗他在讲，就是说你真正的你是这一颗心，能够产生相，可是它不会消失，相起来它会起来消失，可是你这个能够产生相的这一个，它不会消失。禅宗有一句话就是什么？ 这个会起来，会消失，这个会消失，那个会消失，知道会消失的不会消失。So
in Chan, we talk about the mind has the ability to generate all these forms, but none of these are the true nature. The true nature will not perish and doesn't disappear. But we mislabel these various forms as a self and not recognizing them as merely phenomena that's created by the mind. So in Chan, there's a saying that the mind that has ability to be aware of the forms which will perish, the mind itself does not perish.
就这个会起来会消失，那个会消失，现象会消失会消失，只有知道现象会消失的不会消失。
So this form arises and perishes, that form arises and perishes. All these forms arises and perishes, but 知道现象会消失。
不，这样就好了，就这样子啊。
The mind that knows the phenomena that will perish, the mind itself does not perish.
所以你是要以会消失的为你，还是会不会消失的为你？
So what are you going to do? Are you going to take these form, these perishable forms as yourself, as the self, or are you going to use the non-perishable as the self?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, when you say mind in this example, do you mean the individual mind or the mind of nature?
The mind of nature.
Right. So in other words,the real mind in all of us、
yeah.
is one big mind, mind of nature, right?
Yeah, you can say not big mind, but that's is well, no form.
No form, right.
Yeah, so you cannot say big or small.
but what I want to be clear, because the mind that you just mentioned, it's not the mind of the self.
No.
Right? No.
No.
Because the whole point of this is toForget the self, so we can be more in tune with the true mind. Because you just mentioned not to be attached to this or that, no duality.
Yeah.
Because if I eliminate myself, then there is no duality. There is no subject-object. Right? Is that not true?
No.
No.
所以我想知道你说的心，是小我的心，是不是要跟所谓的大我或者是的心性做区别？法师说，事实上没有所谓的大跟小，因为它根本是无相的。然后刚刚后来他还说，可是据我所了解，我们事实上只要能够把这个。The mind 心跟我做分离的话，那就不会再被这个小我所局限，大概是这个。
好，那我讲一下，就是说，就很还是要回到真心是什么了哈。真心就你现在的心，我们每个人的心就是它无。我还是再重复一下，你要记住这几个，至少要记住四个原则哈。
等一下 ，Let's talk about.The nature of the mind, and I'm going to give you a few key points about the nature of the mind, and you have to remember it.
第一，它无相，它不会生灭。
So first, the true mind is formless, and it doesn't arises and perishes.
第三个，没有能所。
And third, it's non-dualistic, no subject and no object.
那第四个，这个心可以见闻觉知，可以记忆，有好像就是最主要是见闻觉知，可以录影，可以幻，你就记这四个就大概就够用了啊。其实它有非常多的功能。
And the fourth is the mind has the ability to perceive, to hear, to be aware, and to recognize, and also to have memory, to memorize. These are all functions of the mind. There are actually many more. But if you are able to remember at least these four basic characteristics of the mind, then, and keep thinking about them, they're actually quite useful already.
啊，所以说只要有生灭的，你只要把有生灭的现象或不管你把有生灭心当成我的话，都不是我们现在讲的说那个是真正的你，因为那个会起来会消失。
So as long as you take whatever that will arise and perish, whatever it is, as long as it arises and perishes, then it's not this true mind that we're talking about.
好，然后再来是什么？这个心跟现象哈，我们心会产生现象嘛？譬如你现在心。就产生一个这个身体的现象，那现在又回到就是说，心跟身体的现象是什么关系？你这个身体，其实你这一个这里面又有一个东西，就是什么？我们叫一法含摄一切法。
So the fifth is the mind has ability to give rise to all these different phenomenons. such as the phenomena of the physical body. And this is actually related to another term, that one dharma encompasses all dharmas.
所以说，比如说你的心拉到身体来的话，你这个身体就是含摄所有的什么，所有的现象，包括别人的身体，都在你这一个什么，这个身体这个心里面。
So if your mind is aware of this physical body, it actually encompasses all the other physical bodies that's out there. It's all within the mind itself.
所以当你就是说你实证到这种就真心的话，你的心在哪里，那你就是什么叫做什么叫一即一切，就是在那个地方，就是一切都在那边。
So once you're able to reach that state, then it will correspond with a saying that one is the same as all. So wherever your mind is, it encompasses all the phenomena in the universe.
所以你的心才可能，就比如说我现在这一念产生一个动的，下一念我可以再产生另一个念，因为什么？每一念心它都具足什么？我们说具足万法。
所以你现在心产生一个动的，
动了没关系，其实它是没动，但是你以为在动，可是这不管你心在哪里，它在任何时间点它都产生万法。
So at this
应该说具足万法，不是它可以产生万法，但是它具足万法，它可以产生任何一种法。
So say at this moment your mind has given rise to one particular phenomenon, but actually in that moment the mind has ability contains all sorts of all the myriads, thousands of phenomena at the same time. It has ability in any given moment to create all these phenomena.
那唯一的就是说我们众生不知道这一个东西，我们是什么去注意这一个什么生灭的现象，有没有？现在我们就是把生命的现象当成什么，当成是我已经消失了，你也没有能力看到它消失的。就刚才我想走过来，有没有？那你我们的心会录影，对不对？那你会把什么这一个已经消失的东西看不到，它是你是什么，你心中是从存档的东西跟你现前看到的东西你把它结合在一起。
SoThe mind has the ability to contain everything, but we fail to realize this principle. And that's why we make the mistake as, say, I walk from point A to point B, not realizing that point A has perished already and it's merely a trace memory in your mind, that we equate the two as the same thing.
所以我们讲到这边，今天都没有讲到哈。所以你的，我们这边什么道常无恋，就是你的心在任何时间点，它都是什么？它是如如不动的。即使你说你在产生一个恋，其实什么？它一个相产生，那一个心也不会什么变成有相，就等于是海水变成一个波浪，海水仍然是什么？还是无相的什么？无相的海水。
So let's bring back to the text. The way has always been no thought. It shows that whenever our mind gives rise to a phenomenon, gives rise to a thought, it doesn't become that form or that thought. It's just like the ocean, and it can create all these waves, but the waves are merely the phenomena, and the mind is the actual body of the ocean.
反正就是比较麻烦的就是什么？我们的心会一直念头一直冒出来，对不对？冒出来是有相的嘛，对不对？那现在的关键点是有相的念头冒出来，你会觉得有相的是什么？是你或是别人，是不是这样子？
So the mind keep give rise to all these forms and phenomena, and the problem that we have right now is we attach the forms asand make it as the self versus the others, not realizing that these are not the mind itself. And we label the forms and treat them and label them as this is me and this is other people.
那我们看不到就是一直冒出来这些现象的 就是可以让这些线冒出来的那一个心本身是什么？不生不灭不动的，那个才是我。结果你是用这一个不动的心去把那个冒出来的相当成我，当成别人。
And we don't realize that it's the mind that has the ability to create all these perishable forms. The mind itself is non-perishable. That's the true self. But we, instead of doing that, we keep labeling these perishable forms as the self or as others.
那这个是我们禅宗家到最讲叫什么？性跟相有没有？你记住，相肯定是什么？是生灭的。但是我们能看到生灭的大概是什么？语言是生灭的，你内心的画面是生灭的。那我这个有没有生灭？看不出来。你们认为我没有生灭，因为我是什么？这一秒钟是这样子，下一秒钟也是这样子，没有生灭，其实是生灭的。
So in Chan, we talk about nature versus form. The form is everything that's perishable, arises and perishes. For instance, language, it arises and perishes, similarly to the images in our mind. How about the physical body? Does the physical body arise and perishes as well? Or do you feel that it's constant?
So, 就是你今天听的，可能我们今天没有讲到主题哈。本来今天要就是要讲一段才的，不过就是这个搞懂了以后，你前面都是整个都是用这样的方式，就是你的无相的心产生有相的什么现象，有相的功能，就是功能产生有相的现象，所以就能够变成什么，就是这个花花的世界。但因为他们懂这个啊，所以如果是佛来的话，可能可以把我们这边全部变成什么，变成虚空，结果现在每个人都哇，都看不到人了。
So the mind itself is formless, but it has the ability to create all sorts of phenomenons and forms that will rise and perish. That's the functions of the mind. And so if the Buddha comes here, because they understand this deep principle, so they're able to say in this very room, transform all of us into vast emptiness.
你们相不相信？如果佛来，让你们这些人刹那间这边全部什么，没有半个人，有没有可能
？And if the Buddha comes into this room, is he able to instantaneously transform this room to just empty space without any people at all? Will he be able to?
很简单嘛，就是让你突然间就进入梦境了。
It's quite simple. Then he can just make you enter a dream immediately, instantaneously.
因为你现在感知到这些人是什么，你的心动通你的眼睛嘛，你的心只要不要去演任何东西，这些现象全部什么，全部消失啊。
So the fact that we at this moment we see all these separate forms is because our mind is moving and our mind is aware of. Individual images and forms, but if the mind stops moving, then 你说如果心不要动的话，
就是你心不要透过眼睛不要动，不要去取相的话，这边根本就没半个人。比如你现在马上进入睡觉，这边的人全部什么，全部不见了啊。
And if the mind stops moving and it doesn't grasp onto any particular phenomenon, and it would be as if entering the state of sleep, then all these forms.Here in this room will disappear.
比如说你们现在眼睛闭下来，我们这边人是不是全部不见了？
Take a very easy example. If you close your eyes right now, doesn't it mean that everybody in this room has disappeared if you close your eyes?
那我们又让你的心没有办法去什么，去接受到你身体传过来的那些什么神经系统传过来的这些信号，那你身体也什么也不见了啊，对不对？
And or if we stop your mind from becoming aware of these sensations that's coming through the body, doesn't it mean that your body has disappeared as well?
所以最主要还是你的心去什么？你自己的心去创造相，然后你的心又去什么？沿这些相，然后一直念念不断，所以这些东西就一直什么？你就觉得这个花花世界就产生了。那一旦你不厌这些相，你跑睡觉了以后，这些现象什么？你们在睡觉的时候，这些人也还在不在？全部不在啦，对不对？ 你连你连你的身体都不在了，对不对？
And so that's because our mind creates all these phenomena, and then we are aware of these phenomena and grasp onto them, and that's why the universe arises with all sorts of things happening. But as soon as we stop the mind from moving and not stop attaching, grasping onto any particular phenomena, then the world, the universe will vanish. It's just as if we have closed our eyes and go into sleep. When you go to sleep, do these people in this room, do they exist? They don't exist to you anymore.
所以我这边可能可以很快就讲了，是吗？道常无恋，无恋无思无求无得。你看这里面无恋无思无求无得都是什么？都是消除能所的。有求有没有能所？有。有思有没有能所？有。还有有得有没有能所？有。
So, going back to the text, the way has always been no thought. No thought is no deliberation, no seeking, and no attainment. So all this negation is trying to take you away from operating with this dualistic mind. It means to be non-dualistic. When you are seeking, are you operating with a dualistic mind? Yes, there's a subject and object. When you are trying to gain something, when you are thinking, you're all still operating with a dualistic mind. But to be in accordance to the way is to negate all these and to be non-dualistic.
你们会不会觉得这个全部的山河大地都在你心中？
Do you see it as this, the whole universe, the mountains and the ground and everything, it's all within your mind? Do you actually, do you feel it? Do you...
那你要求什么？
And if that's really the case, then what is there to seek?
Nothing.
Right? Good. 那为什么要求呢？因为你自己把你心中所有的，他们叫森罗万象，切割为这个身体是我，只有你去求什么全部属于你的种种现象，你去求你什么，你自己把它分成、啊、这个是我，那这是外面。
And the reason why we continue to seek is because of all these phenomena that's perceived by the mind, created by the mind, we actually have separated into the self versus the others, and from that vantage point that we start seeking for theseExternal things that's actually all within the mind itself.
所以你只要无求，你才会来说，原来我本来就拥有一切。
And it's only by stopping the seeking, you will then realize that after all, I actually own all everything already. These are all within the mind already.
你就不用辛苦要赚钱，才什么赚什么多少钱而已，你早就拥有一切了。
So you don't have to work so hard anymore in, you know, trying to chase after riches. Everything in the world that's already within the mind, and it's all within your, it's all yours already.
但你想说我身体会饿啊。
But then you may ask, I still get hungry.
身体饿是身体饿，不是你饿啊。
But if you get hungry, it's the body that gets hungry. It's not you that's getting hungry.
因为小雅的有一个禅师，他是什么大地什么为床，然后把什么为山当作枕头，然后什么云当作什么背，或是当作蚊帐，有没有？
So there was once a great master that said,The ground is my bed, and the mountains is my pillow, and all the clouds in the sky is my comforter.
你们有那么大的身体吗？
Do you have such as big of a body as he does?
是不是你当你的心，你心打开以后，全部都是什么，在你的心中啊，你的身体就是什么，多大就是多大，对不对？全部都是什么，都是你的。
But once you open your mind, then you realize everything is all contained within, and how far you open up, the mind, your body can be as big as you want it.
但是你刚才说我这个就是我而已啦，那个不是我，对不对？
Having said that, we are still stuck with just, you know, limiting to our this tiny physical body and claiming that this is me, this is me.
其实这个身体只是你感知的什么感知的现象的一部分而已，是不是？你是不是也可以感知别人的身体？
So this physical body is merely a tiny part of everything that you are capable of being aware of. Actually, are you able to perceive to be aware of other people's body also?
你看，我们现在又很快又把被感知的现象当成我，有没有？
So.Just by asking this question, we can clearly see already that we do this instantaneously, that we treat whatever that's being perceived by the mind as the self.
那你看看我们这个心啊，我们这个心有没有欠缺什么东西？
So take a look at your mind. Is there anything lacking in your mind?
你说你缺少钱。这是什么一个？是一个什么东西？是一个念头。
When you say, "Oh, I'm short of money," well, when you say, "I'm short of money," this is merely a thought.
这个念头是在你心中里面的一个什么？只是一个浮出一个什么暂时的一个现象，结果你当成是你，有没有
？This is only a thought that arises temporarily in your mind, but you treat this thought as the self.
还有说。我很难过，我被人家误会了。就你什么东西被人家误会了
？And or you said, "Oh, I'm really sad. I'm misunderstood by other people." What is it that's being misunderstood?
你们仔细想，就是说我被误会了。请问你把什么当成你
？So when you say I'm misunderstood by other people, let me ask you what is this I that you're talking about?
应该不会，你身体被误会了，不会了。
Is it your physical body that's being misunderstood?
以后你就可以用这种方式去想，那你就会发觉就是，是把你被你感知的一个想法，或者被你感知的留下来的一个什么的一堆记忆里面的一个像，当成你。然后又把你的一个想法，比如说我被什么被误会了，这个想法当成是什么？这是谁的想法？是你心中一个呼出一个念头来吗？那你要不要把这个想法当成你
？So if you have to ask yourself and try to think this way and try to analyze it, so who is it that's been misunderstood? So when you say I have been understood, you merely This I is a remnant of a memory from your various memories, and you take a little segment of it, and you label that as me. And then there's also another phenomenon that arises that I have been understood. These are all just phenomena that arises from the mind.
所以我们这个心它本身就是不来不去，不比不迟。那因为它什么？他无求，就是其实他求还是什么，还是你心中产生一个什么一个现象而已，求还是什么，求等于无求，得跟无得是一样的。
So the mind itself, there's no coming and nor going, it's neither here nor there. So the mind is no seeking. Well, actually, when you say no seeking or seeking, they're the same thing. When you seek, it's merely a phenomenon that arises in your mind. It's the same as no seeking. Same thing as whether you have attained something. Attainment is also just a form in your mind, and it's identical. It's the same as non-attainment.
然后现在，比如说我现在我。我踢足球，我得到世界第一名哈，我们就以这个来做举例啊。
We can take the World Cup as an example. That now you enter the soccer game and that you got the championship.
当你想要你得第一名的时候，一定是身体得第一名嘛，哈，或是想法得第一名都可以啊。
So you say, I become number one. What is it that become number one? Is the physical body become number one, or a thought become number one? Either one is fine.
然后很多人都用羡慕的眼光看你，对不对？
And a lot of people then look at you enviously.
好，请问大家用很什么很羡慕的眼光看待你了，是不是你心中的影像？
So everybody looking at you enviously, isn't this an image, a form that's created by your mind?
然后你得到第一名那一种很欢喜的影像，是不是也是你心中的影像？
So when you feel overjoyed by become first place, isn't this also a form in your mind?
那你这颗心能够产生影像的，能够知道影像，那得到什么？
得到什么 ？So this mind that has ability to create all these forms, and what does it get？
有没有清楚我讲的？你心中浮出一个哇，我得到一名，然后大家什么，都很羡慕，大家拍拍手的，有没有？这些像你都会看到了嘛，对不对？那你。这些像是被你感知的，然后别人一直在什么注意你，是不是也是被你感知的像？是不是都在你心中
？So you getting first place, you feel great about it, and then everybody's looking at you enviously, applauding. This is also another form, but these are all just form that arises in your own mind, isn't it?
好，那你这个能知能觉这些像的这个，他得到什么？
And this thing, your mind that has the ability to perceive all these forms, what does it get at the end?
他无来，他就让一个相湖出来，让一个相湖出来，是不是这样子？
All the mind does is letting this phenomenon arises and letting that phenomenon arises. That's all.
那个相是你自己什么？你自己湖出来的，就是等于是相当于大海中里面的一个什么？一个浪花，有没有？这个浪花，那大海得到什么？大海说：“哇，这个浪花得到第一名，那个浪花什么第二名，只有两个浪花都是你的。”
So, getting first place is just like a wave in the ocean. That's generated from the body of the ocean, and then feeling great about it. That's just another wave. So, someone getting first place, someone getting a second place.These are all just phenomena that's created by the mind.
好，这个等一下，我先
Could you say that there are all these phenomena? There's the body, there are thoughts. The thoughts arise and perish. They come and go. Emotions.Arise and perish. I'm angry. And then suddenly, hey, not so angry. Hey, I'm happy. All these emotions, they all come and go, arise and perish. They're phenomenon by like the definition of phenomenon, something that is like a thing for a while and then disappears. It's temporary. But there's something that's aware of all these phenomenon, all this, something that's aware of the body, something that's aware.That I'm hungry, like the body's hungry, but I'm aware of the fact that I'm hungry, the awareness. Could you say that this awareness is what is the target of practice? Like the awareness which doesn't arise and perish, it's constant, I don't know if constant, but it doesn't arise and perish, it's always there, this awareness of the body, this awareness of the phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is...The Buddha nature, that is the emptiness. The awareness is a function of the emptiness. The true mind, the true nature, that awareness is the goal, is the target.
所以我们刚刚说这些所有的现象，你身体感知或者说不同的记忆什么，这些都是有生有灭的。那能够感知这些所有的现象的这个东西是不生不灭的，是一直存在的。那是不是这个就是所谓我们说的？的佛性，然后这是说就是我们修行的目标。
好，这个可能用 awareness 还不错，不就是我们一般的 awareness， 我们一般的那一个觉知是什么？是局部的觉知，不是不动， 不起相的觉知。所以 你这个这个什么就是一下这边一下注意这边一下注意边，那个不是，那个只是不动的觉知的一个功能之一。那我们一般的一般西方讲的那个 awareness 是我们是什么，是有聚焦对象的，不是这个什么不照的觉知。
So the use of awareness is actually quite good, but then the difference is, there's a difference between our common awareness is it's focused and it's partial. It only focuses on part of the great picture. And it's one function of this grand, expansive, universal awareness that we're talking about, which is Buddha nature. So that's a distinction between the two. One is focused and partial. That's aware of these separate phenomena.
就是要把那种什么知道的知道的但是会什么移来移去的这一个要变成是什么不动的然后没有能手的觉知。
So the focus is to convert, transform this shifty awareness that focuses and it's moving all over the place and not able to see the whole picture, transform this to this unmoving, expansive and unlimited, universal awareness.Without subject and object.
那如果说你的心就是这边一下照这边一下照那边一下一下照念头一下照照什么想法，这一个我们叫做叫做攀岩心，就是生灭心，就是让你轮回的一个 awareness.
But the one that we use as ordinary people is it moves over the place. At one time, it focuses on body, focuses on the thought, being aware of thought.It arises and perishes, and this is what we talk about that goes through reincarnation.
所以今天可能也没讲多少，不过就是一个可能你们自己可以用，就是说你任何时间你觉得你很行，啊，你觉得你不行，你觉得怎么样怎么样，你都发觉什么？你看看是到底是有哪个念头是别人的。
So you can actually try to practice this at any given point in time. If you feel, oh, I'm so great, or oh, I'm lousy, this is the time for you to look that do any of these thoughts belong to other people?
还有这些念头，这些什么？这些念头里面的内容，生灭的，到底是被你感知的你，是你呢，还是它会生灭的？
Or the content of these thoughts, are they really the you, or are they just forms that arises and perishes?
因为在那个时间点，就是你就会发觉，就是有念头生灭，然后你把这个会生灭的，啊，被感知的当成能感知的我。
So if you practice that way, you'll see that all these thoughts that perishes and arises, what we do is we take these.Transient forms as the self.
如果你这个懂的话，你就会发觉，就是哎，我在任何时间都可以依照这个原则，就是什么，我把生灭的这些不管哪个现象、感受现象、念头现象，还有我自己去取的取外境的声相、色相，不管哪个相，你就发觉就是只有这个心在什么取相，然后在取相的时候你。你把它安成我，安成他，就这样子而已。
So at any given point in time, you can see that no matter what kind of form it is, whether it's your thought or it's this external sound and sights that your mind has become aware of, these are just forms the mind is perceiving, being aware of, and they are transient.
那就在你在起相的当中，你给它安，这是我，这是人。这是过去，这是未来，就会像《金刚经》所讲的什么，偶像什么，人相、众生相、受者相，有没有
？And in this process of perceiving all these various phenomena and forms, then we start labeling them as this is the self, this is the others, and this is the world. And we're the one that's doing the labeling erroneously.
那《金刚经》讲说，这里面没有偶像、人相。为什么呢？因为真正的偶像就是那一颗什么不动，然后没有能所，然后无相，但是能够觉知不照的那一个才是什么？ 才真正的我，那其他都不是我，叫做无我。
So whatever that's being labeled as a self and as others, these are merely just forms. Whatever that's truly unmoving, that has ability to perceive, that's the true self. That it doesn't move and has ability to perceive all phenomena.
现在还是什么？还是一头雾水。你看他跟谁拍手？
Robert is clapping right now, but who is he clapping to?
啊，不管怎样，还是要回到时间馆，因为还是要结束了。其实是没有结束的，结束只是一个什么？你心中浮出来一个念头，一个想而已。
But we have to return to the concept of time and end the talk. But there's really no ending because ending is merely a phenomenon that has been given rise by the mind.
在那个相当中，永远是什么？是没有结束的真心。
No matter which phenomenon that you're in, what's only left is the mind that doesn't move and it doesn't end.
好，可以了。